This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Non-resident Nepali Association South Korea is to provide 2,000 kits for coronavirus tests to Nepal government. Jumla district quarantines 31 people currently returned from India and world leaders to hold crisis talks as virus toll tops 21,000. Now the news in detail. The Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA South Korea, is to immediately provide 2,000 kits for testing the coronavirus to the Nepal government. The Non-Resident Nepali Association Korea has said an agreement has been reached between the Dogon, the company that supplies the kits, for the supply of 2,000 units of the kits as per the plan. Non-Resident Nepali Association Korea President Ekiraj Subedi has appealed to every Nepali in Korea to contribute amount equivalent to the cost of one kit. 31 people currently returned from India have been kept in quarantine in Jumla district, 24 people in Himarul municipality, 6 in Patarasi rural municipality and 1 in Chandannath rural municipality. Best Technical Academy have been kept in quarantine. Himarul municipality made a decision of mandatory quarantine to the people returned from India and other foreign countries to save the coronavirus infection. A Chinese company has provided 2,000 coronavirus testing kits to the government of Nepal. The company handed over the kits to Sushil Lamsal Charles Day Affairs at the Beijing-based Nepali embassy on Wednesday. The testing kits will be dispatched via Lhasa using the land route. The kits will reach Lhasa by today and the Lhasa-based Nepali consulate will coordinate with the concerned authorities there for the prompt delivery of the consignment bag. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Hou Yanqi said the coordinations are being made to bring medical equipment to Nepal after the country declared a weak nationwide lockdown. The former Prime Minister and Nepal Communist Party senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has pledged to make maximum efforts for the control and treatment of coronavirus. In a tweet today, former Prime Minister Nepal urged all the public to follow the precaution measures adopted by the government of Nepal and WHO as well. The Chautara Sangha Chokgadi municipality in Sindhu Palchok has started distributing face masks free of cost to the municipality residents to keep coronavirus pandemic at bay. The municipality distributed 12,200 units of face masks on Wednesday. It distributed 1,000 units of face masks at ward number 8, 2,000 units at ward number 5 and 208 each at 11 health institutions in the municipality on Wednesday. The municipality purchased the masks and distributed them free of cost of its residents following a shortage of masks in the market. The construction of Arun Third Hydroelectricity Project has been halted due to the coronavirus infection fear. The 900 megawatt capacity project is being built in Sankhwa Sabha district. The project office has said that the construction works on the project have been suspended after the government announced a lockdown on Tuesday to prevent the spread of coronavirus pandemic. Company CEO Arun Dhiman said the construction works on the project have been suspended since Tuesday. The project is to be completed in 5 years at an estimated investment of Rs. 120 billion. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now to some international updates. The world leaders are to hold online crisis talks today on the coronavirus pandemic that has forced 3 billion people into lockdown and claimed more than 21,000 lives. With the disease tearing around the globe at a terrifying pace, warnings are multiplying over its economic consequences, with the experts saying it could cause more damage than the Great Depression. The U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the world to act together to hold the menace. He said global action and solidarity are crucial as individual country responses are not going to be enough. Spain's death toll from the coronavirus has surpassed the official figure from China, becoming the second highest in the world. The number of deaths rose by 738 in 24 hours, a daily record, to 3,434, higher than the 683 announced in Italy. Spain's rate of infection has increased by a fifth and almost 27,000 people are being treated in hospital. Madrid is the country's worst affected region, but Catalonian in the northeast have seen a rapid increase in cases. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Carmen Calvo has tested positive for the virus, the government says, and she was admitted to hospital on Sunday with respiratory symptoms. MPs are to vote on extending the country's state of emergency for another 2 weeks until 11th April. Under the rules, people are banned from leaving homes except buying essential supplies and medicines. The US has almost 70,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 with at least 1,050 deaths so far. But New York State, the worst affected, says social restrictions are slowing hospital admissions. U.S. Senate has passed $2 trillion U.S. dollar stimulus bill, which includes $1,200 for most adults. A man accused of deadly attack on mosque in New Zealand city of Christchurch a year ago has pleaded guilty to 51 charges of murder. 21-year-old Brayton Tarrant also admitted to the attempted murder of another 40 people and one terrorist charge. He had previously denied the charge and was due to go on trial in June. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once again. Non-resident Nepali Association South Korea is to provide 2,000 kits for coronavirus tests to Nepal government. Jumla district quarantines 31 people currently returned from India and world leaders to hold crisis talks as virus toll tops 21,000. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.